Time now for the Tallgrass Apparel Engaging with the Enemy. So this week, seen as we're playing the Montreal Alouettes, we're joined on the line right now by Montreal Alouettes running back Tyrell Sutton. Tyrell, thank you for your time.
Oh, man, thanks for having me.
Now, first off, we want to ask about the team itself. Montreal Alouettes, obviously not the result that you guys wanted last week. But what's the vibe like in the Alouettes locker room right now?
Oh, it's positive. It's always positive. We know it's only two games. We understand that we're doing the process. We're getting to know each other as a staff, as an offense, as a defense. So as long as we keep doing the necessary things to move forward, we'll be fine.
Now, you're one of the longer-serving players on the team. How is the transition going from a young guy in the locker room to being a vet and somebody that the younger guys are looking up to now?
It's gone by pretty fast, actually. One day you're a bright-eyed rookie, and the next day you're a seasoned vet. So it's a different role for me. Understanding how to give off the knowledge that I have, and being that mentor versus just being the guy who leads by example. I have to understand how to lead with my voice as well.
Your jersey number, does number 20 hold any significance to you?
Yeah, it was my jersey number in high school. I copied my brother, and I took his number. I've been running with it ever since.
Now, other than Montreal, what's your favorite CFL city to play in, and why?
I like Vancouver. It's got that West Coast vibe to it. You know, it's all the way across on the other side of the country, and so being able to take a trip over there is pretty nice.
Now, besides championships, what would be your biggest personal goal or accomplishment that you want to get out of professional football?
Oh, that is a really good one. Just being able to pass off the knowledge that I've acquired through life experiences, not just through football, but through meeting people, through networking, through my ups and downs, my trials and tribulations, and being able to translate that into normal everyday life aspects, not just within sports.
If you weren't a pro football player, what would you be doing with your life?
Oh, man.
Asking the hard questions today.
Yeah. You're asking some in-depth life questions right now. I don't know. I think I would have loved to have tried to become a fireman. I think that might have been one of my goals in life if I wasn't a football player. I really enjoy going to my local fire station around the corner from my house back when I was young.
Now, growing up, who did you look up to? Two things, one in sports, one outside of sports.
The thing about this is they're kind of one and the same. Again, it's my brother. He was 4 years older than me, or 4 grades older than me, so it was kind of like having a professional running back in the house. I always had somebody to emulate, whether it was on the field or in the classroom. And the thing about it was whenever he made a good move, I was able to step right in his footprints and just copy exactly what he did. But if I didn't like it, I was able to sideswipe and create my own path, which led me to the life that I'm in now. So all credit goes to him for giving me all the tools to get to this very point.
Now, you've got an off day. Game film is watched. Workout is done. What are you doing to kind of pass the time and have a little fun?
Video games, man. I'm kind of a loner, so I play a lot of NBA 2K, not necessarily online, but I just got into Detroit Become Human. I'm kind of a cerebral guy who likes making decisions that can alter every aspect of the game. So I'm very into those type of interactive games.
Now, going back to 2K, who do you play with? Don't say Golden State, because that's the easiest way you can go right now.
No, I'm Golden State. I'm from the era where you choose three teams at random, and then you pick the best one out of those three teams, and that's how you go at it. So, no, you don't come in with a preset team. If you're a real 2K player, you know how to you adjust on the fly.
Right on. I like it.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten, and who said it to you?
I think it was my mom. She told me, once you start something, you got to finish it. And so I kind of try to live by that. And so this has been a long journey. I don't think I'm done with football necessarily just yet. So I'm committed to it. I'm committed to this team, and I'm not stopping until I'm done.
Now we have Canada Day and Independence Day both coming up in the next week or so. How do you plan on celebrating those days?
I plan on doing the same thing everybody else does, a whole lot of nothing.
Hit up the park, maybe?
Yeah, hit up the park. Well, actually, my mom will be in town, so I get to see her for her first trip ever up to Montreal. So I get to be with her on Canada Day. Definitely be able to take her out to the Jazz Fest that's happening here in Montreal and be able to explore with her.
Oh, that sounds
going to be a pretty good Canada Day.
That sounds like an awesome time. What about for Independence Day? Do you have anything planned for that?
No, watch a lot of fireworks.
Do you watch the hot dog eating contest?
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't think I can put up with that. That's just a little too gluttonous for me.
Now, for a vacation, are you a beach guy or a skiing kind of guy?
Oh, I'm a beach guy. I don't want to be in the cold weather much at all. I mean, I'm in Montreal most of the year round. So, when I can get that sunshine, I'm definitely going to the beach.
And if you could travel back in time, when and where would be the first place you would go?
Back when the Federal Reserve was created, and ask them why.
And I guess the most important question of the day, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Yes.
It's not even a question.
That's
dogs.
The right answer.
Yeah, dogs.
Good answer, sir.
All right, Tyrell, that's everything we have for you. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tyrell Sutton here on the Tallgrass Apparel, Engaging with the Enemy.